and Joey James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, February 1. Coming up, Justice Brian Sykes appointed Acting Chief Justice, Financial Investigations Division to become Department of Government, and JCF Traffic and Highway Division to receive 53 bikes. The news in detail after this message.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
Now the news. Supreme Court Judge Brian Sykes has been appointed to act as Chief Justice of Jamaica, effective today, February 1. Attorney General Marlene Malahoo Ford made the announcement at a special sitting of the Supreme Court to honor the outgoing Chief Justice, Zayla McCullough, at Public Building East, downtown Kingston, on January 31. Chief Justice McCullough has had an extensive legal career in the public service, having been called to the Jamaican Bar in 1976. In August of 1985, she became a resident magistrate and was later appointed as senior resident magistrate. In 1996, she became a master in chambers, and in 1997, she was appointed puny judge and served until 2006, when she was promoted a judge of the Court of Appeal. She was appointed Chief Justice on June 27, 2007, and is the first female Chief Justice of Jamaica. The Financial Investigations Division, FID, is to become a Department of Government. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Aldis Shaw, made the announcement during his address at the FID's conference on Tuesday. He says the decision will afford the division greater autonomy and independence in executing its mandate to prevent the use of Jamaica's economy for money laundering and other financial crimes. The FID is currently a division within the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service.
We've also decided that a portion of the civil recovery proceeds obtained by the agency can be used directly by them to fund projects within the FID, and that will now allow them to build capacity and meet their obligations.
Mr. Shaw adds that the government will also be introducing a wider asset recovery incentivization scheme jointly through the Finance, National Security and Justice Ministries. He says the system will see some of the proceeds from the sale of forfeited assets allocated to improve the justice system. 53 motorcycles are to be handed over to the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF's Traffic and Highway Division in February as part of efforts to boost the mobility of the police. 90 trail bikes are also to be handed over to the police in short order for anti-predator larceny and cellular phone recovery efforts. Each police division is expected to receive at least 5 motorcycles. National Security Minister Robert Montague made the announcement recently during a handing over ceremony for 6 vehicles and 4 motorcycles to the St. Thomas Police Division. The vehicles are outfitted with a tracking device and other monitoring and management systems.
The system also tells us at any time that car is moving what speed you're driving at. And it also tells you when the car is up for service, because we have to now begin to practice preventative maintenance.
In the meantime, 146 motorcycles are to be imported in February to increase the JCF's fleet. And persons with diabetes are being urged to control their blood sugar levels to reduce the risk of contracting diabetic retinopathy. Diabetic retinopathy is an eye condition that affects blood vessels in the retina and is the most common cause of vision loss among people with diabetes. Consultant ophthalmologist Dr. Lizette Mowat explained that failure to control blood pressure and blood sugar causes a higher rate of progression in the disease.
If they can control their blood sugar and their blood pressure, there is a good chance that their eyes or their vision will not worsen. So basically, with diabetes, you can get eye disease, or you're more likely to get eye disease if your blood sugar is out of control.
Dr. Mowat was speaking at a JIS think tank session yesterday. She also stressed the importance for diabetics to be screened for diabetic retinopathy as soon as possible so medical care providers can begin the necessary treatments early. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.